Well, here from Hosea 6, I want to talk about knowing God. Let's remember that Hosea was representing God, and he had been told to marry this prostitute called Gomer. And the pain of that awful relationship between the two of them represented that of God with his people Israel. So what Hosea wanted was a true relationship with Gomer. He was very forgiving of her, but what he wanted was relationship. That's what he dreamt of, that they would know each other. And there is, unfortunately, a problem we have in dealing with the Bible, in that it is written in Hebrew, and even the New Testament is, although written in Greek, is largely reflecting Hebrew thought and Hebrew ideas. And it is very tempting to fail to appreciate that Hebraic mindset that is behind it. When you talk about knowing God, the Greek, Latin, European mindset tends to think of knowing facts about God. Whereas the Hebrew idea is relationship. This is life eternal, that we might know God, not endlessly eternally build up new sets of facts about him, new academic insights, as it were, new theological insights, but relationship. That's the idea. Well, in verse 3, let us acknowledge Yahweh, let us press on to know Yahweh. And I think the idea there is of repentance. This is an appeal to Israel to repent. And everything that you read in Hosea about God's relationship with Israel is based upon Hosea's relationship with Gomer. You can sort of reason back. And so he wants her to repent, but he wants her to have a relationship with him. Now, of course, Israel never became atheists. They never abrogated their belief in Yahweh. And likewise, Gomer always technically acknowledged Hosea as her husband. But it was just theoretical. So when he says, or the AV says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, the idea is that if you want that relationship with God, you will get it. And acknowledging Yahweh, I think, also has the idea here of acknowledging sin before him. So it is through the experience of forgiveness that we actually come to know Yahweh, that you understand him personally, have this experiential relationship with him. But if you don't think that you've sinned, if you do not know what it is like to be on your knees at your bedside or on the sofa or just on the floor in repentance and feeling his forgiveness and acceptance, then you will not know him in that sense. All you will know is dry facts about him. And that, unfortunately, can deceive people into thinking that they know him when actually they don't. So then, knowing is relationship. That is the idea. And so, verse 6, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Well, David came to realize this, and this is almost alluding to David's conclusions after his sin with Bathsheba, that God does not want sacrifice. There was no sacrifice stipulated for what David had done in adultery and in arranging the murder of Uriah. And through that, he comes to know God. And it's the same here. God wants that. He desires the knowledge of him far more than burnt offerings, far more than the external signs of religion, be it going to meetings, be it being on committees, being in various parts of church service. Not that I am knocking that at all. But the essence is to know him personally, to have this personal relationship with him. And this is what Hosea wanted from Gomer, that, okay, her sins were as they were. He was eager and ready to forgive them, but he wanted relationship with her. That's his dream. Now, in Hosea 8, verse 2, Israel cried out, my God, we know you. But they didn't know him. And this was the same with Gomer. Oh, yes, you're my husband. But she was there sleeping around with other men. They knew, Israel knew the law on one level, but, Hosea 8:12, the great things of my law were counted as a strange thing. So what God wanted was to be accepted as their God, as the one and only God in their life. Isaiah 5 verse 4, the spirit of prostitution is within them. In other words, like Gomer was sexually addicted, not just having lots of lovers that she had affairs with, but actually paying men to sleep with her when she had this wonderful love of Hosea that she spurned, the spirit of prostitution is within them, and they know not the Lord. Well, this is playing, of course, on the idea of sleeping with a person being to know them. A man knew his wife, and lo and behold, they had a baby. So God says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, in Amos 3. He had this unique relationship with them from his side. He was totally loyal to them, but they were not to him. They did not know the Lord. They know not the Lord. Hosea 5 verse 4, but Hosea 8 verse 2, Israel cried out, my God, we know you. So this is what God seeks. It is what you're thinking about when nobody's watching. It's what you think about as you get up in the morning, as you go to bed at night, your last thoughts, your first thoughts, what you actually are dreaming about, what you're mulling over in your mind. It's what you think about as you're driving, as you're traveling. These are the essential things of knowing God. This is what spirituality is about. This is what relationship with God looks like. However, instead of knowing God, verse 7, they, of Hosea 6, they, like Adam, have broken the covenant. So just as Gomer broke her marriage covenant with Hosea by adultery, so Israel had broken the covenant with God. But it says here that they did that like Adam broke the covenant. Well, how did Adam break any covenant? What was the covenant that Adam broke? Well, was there a covenant in the Garden of Eden that Adam broke? Well, he was there in the garden, which was, I suppose, the paradise of God, the kingdom of God on earth at that time. And the only deal was he could stay there, he could be there. But don't eat the forbidden fruit. That was all it was, a very simple covenant. So the covenant, in that sense, was to simply accept God's love. It was to accept that God had made him, put him in this wonderful situation. He was in fellowship with God, not because he did anything, but because God created him and made him like that. But there was just the deal that he must not eat the forbidden fruit, and of course he did. And so as Adam was exiled to the east for breaking the covenant, so that matched Israel's exile out of the promised land to the east. And it's another reason why I think the Garden of Eden was originally the Eretz, the land promised to Abraham, but that's slightly another story. So then, it was that simple. He could have had or continued to have the life eternal. Not that he was immortal, but he was living, if you like, the kingdom life that will then be restored, ultimately, when Jesus returns. And it was as simple as that. Just the covenant was, accept my love. Accept your place in my kingdom. Accept my plans for you. Accept that I wish to do you only good. And I've given you the kingdom, in principle. Just don't eat the forbidden fruit. And so I think that really that was the basis of Hosea and Gomer. I love you. This is a love that is without reason. It is pure grace. I love you. I want to know you. I want to have relationship with you. I have brought you into a position of relationship with me. Just don't eat the forbidden fruit. And so the covenant was that simple. Accept God's love. Accept the status that you have. And don't turn away. But just as it was unthinkable, really, what Adam did, and yet if we were Adam, we would sadly have done the same, it seems. And so it was with Gomer. It was unthinkable that she could leave the love of Hosea and go around with all these other fellas and even pay men to have sex with her when Hosea had a heart that bled for her and loved her and he would walk over broken glass for her. And so, of course, it is with all our turning away from the love of God, that the covenant is that simple, to remain in the love of God, to accept that He has just created me, put me in this wonderful situation. Here I am, as John's Gospel and writings would continually say, abide in His love, abide in it. And sure, don't touch the forbidden fruit. Don't think that I want something else. With all His love, particularly now as it's been articulated and commended to us through the death of Jesus, through the death of God's Son, while we were yet sinners, we have His love, we have His acceptance. Don't look anywhere else.